Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It is a huge week for sports. We appreciate you checking in with us and taking the BetMGM Network with you wherever you are going this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. You know you can do it a million different ways. You can always take us with you. You want to watch the show on YouTube. Just search the BetMGM Network. Make sure you turn on notifications so you don't miss anything new throughout the weekend with Thanksgiving NFL games, a Black Friday game, obviously rivalry weekend in college football as well. We'll get into Ohio State, Michigan in just a second since we didn't get a chance to talk about it earlier. You can also get us in podcast form literally anywhere you get your audio, including the Odyssey, the iHeartRadio, and the TuneIn apps where you can always listen live 24/7 as well. We got you covered whether you're driving all the way across half a dozen different states or just walking on over to the recliner this Thanksgiving weekend. The BetMGM Network here for you. Chris Mack alongside Kate Constable in for Joe O and Sammy P on Bet Sweats. And before we get to these projected CFP spreads, Brad Powers of Covers.com does it every week after the new CFP rankings have come out. Kate, he'll give us projected spreads on what those matchups would be. And they're always, I think, pretty instructive of what we may expect in the first round of the college football playoff, depending on how the matchups are set. And we've still got a week to go before that happens. Let's talk Ohio State, Michigan, because we didn't get a chance as we were rolling through the rivalry games earlier in the show to touch on this one. We've talked about it a couple times already this week. Ohio State favored by 10 over Michigan on Saturday at noon in Ann Arbor at the Big House. Ohio State has lost 4 in a row to Michigan. This is the best team in college football, I think, by far, Ohio State. Pains me to say that as a Penn State guy, but it's true. This is still 10 most places. There is a 10.5 out there on Ohio State. So I don't think we're going to come back down inside of 10. That would shock me. I think there would have to be a lot of late Michigan money. Maybe we would get some sort of definitive answer, which I doubt we will get, about Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate, who are both aiming to play the Ohio State wide receivers, but maybe very limited in how they do play or how much they play if they are in the game on Saturday afternoon. If this were under 10, I would have no problem at all laying it with Ohio State. As it is, at 10, I think is probably still a decent number. I know the rivalry. I know anything can happen. I know Michigan's a good team, 15th in the country, according to the committee right now. But I could see Ohio State running away with this one. As much as we love to talk about the history of the rivalry and, oh, Ryan Day's lost 4 in a row against Michigan and flag planting and all that kind of stuff, throw it out. We're talking about this year's teams. And I look at what Julian Sayin in particular has done the last few weeks to reinforce a belief that he could win the Heisman Trophy and that he was the favorite most of the year. And I think Ohio State handles their business and wins by double digits. It's why if you held my feet to the fire and I had to make a bet on this today, I'm going to wait till Saturday morning and hopefully still get the 10, not have to lay more than 10.5. I would go with Ohio State.
I think you have to. Like, it's scary because Ohio State's been the heavy favorite over the last couple of seasons. But these are all independent of each other because they're different teams. They're different quarterbacks. I don't fully trust a rookie quarterback as good as he has been this year for Michigan, Brad Underwood. Like, this is still a massive game for him. What worries me a little bit, Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate, if they don't play. And I think if you're Ohio State, you want them healthy for the playoff more so than you want them healthy for this game. But maybe they play in the first half and Ohio State's up big and you're able to rest them in the second half, something like that. I think this is probably like, it scares me to lay it with Ohio State because anything can happen in rivalry games. But this Ohio State team's even better than last year. And after last year and the whole flag planting thing and everything, like any players that were on that Ohio State team last year, if they've had this, which they have had this game circled literally since they were children, they have it double, triple circled this year because it just means that much more. And think about, like, for Ohio State, you win this game and you go on to win the title. You have an undefeated season where, like, this was the blemish on the record last year is losing to Michigan. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like this is Ohio State's smash spot. I hate even saying that, but, like, this could be Ohio State by a zillion.
Yeah, I tend to side with what you're saying here. And look, let's not pretend like there aren't going to be alums, guys who are in the NFL now, who aren't going to be texting their buddies that are still on the team saying, hey, remember last year? Remember when Jack had to basically fight that guy at midfield after the flag planting? You think Judkins or Sawyer or JTT aren't going to be hitting dudes up saying, hey, remember last year? Will Howard isn't going to reach out to Julian Sain and be like, remember last year? I think there's a ton of motivation on Ohio State's side. There's the ability to set their quarterback up to win the Heisman Trophy. Julian Sain still at 4-1 for that. Got that one in yesterday. That I think there's a very good chance they could roll Michigan in this game. If it gets to 10.5, maybe it's a little more uncomfortable. Like I said, I don't think unless there's a wave of Michigan money that comes in late, it'll get down to 9.5. So I should probably just step on it and get the 10 today. But I could see Ohio State running away with this one. Now, again, the reason it hasn't gotten to more than 10 is because there are enough people like you and I also saying, well, you never know. And that's a possibility, especially, you know, this is Julian Sain's first real big road test. But I think, you know, after 11 games, regardless of where they've been played, he's to the point now, and again, he's played much better, in my opinion, over the last few weeks, where he's set up to succeed on Saturday.
What I always try and think of for, I mean, any game that you handicap is like, what's the sabotage factor? How do you lose this? How does Ohio State lose this game? It would be like they would have to lose it. Not necessarily Michigan.
Right, turnovers.
I don't see Michigan out playing them. It would have to be Ohio State's fault. Yes, turnovers, bad decisions, ticky-tack mistakes, penalties, things like that, where Ohio State loses it for themselves versus, like, Michigan firmly beats Ohio State.
Now, I do think, I just gave all the motivational and you know, sort of intangible edge to Ohio State in this one. I do think Michigan, knowing that there's an outside shot at maybe ending up in the Big Ten championship game with a win, maybe even, I mean, a win over Ohio State is not just a win in college football's best rivalry. It would also be the best win in college football all year long and could be enough for the committee to look at them and go, maybe even as an at-large, they've got a chance if other things fall their way in the SEC, especially this weekend. So there is motivational edge on motivational positives for Michigan in this one as well. I just think it's a chance for Ohio State, Julian Sain, Ryan Day to make a statement going into the Big Ten championship game. That's why I've talked myself into it. I will lay the 10 today and make sure I get it in so that I don't have to worry about the hook if it comes to it on Saturday morning. As for the CFP and the rankings that were released last night, the latest set of rankings, for those of you that may have missed it and are still catching up this morning, 1 through 5 are the same. Still got Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, Georgia, Texas Tech. Number 6, Oregon, leaps number 7, Ole Miss, after the win over USC.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
8, 9, 10 remain the same. There is a question. Heather Dinich brought it up this morning about number 8 Notre Dame maybe being kind of vulnerable. No conference championship game, only Stanford this weekend, to that BYU scenario that we discussed yesterday, where if BYU beats Texas Tech in the Big 12 championship game next weekend, and a couple other things don't fall Notre Dame's way, possibly the Irish end up on the bubble and get bounced. So a lot going into it here, but the current matchups would be Texas Tech hosting Tulane with a 21-point spread. Oregon hosting Miami, which again, we've deduced is basically just an ACC placeholder, but 8.5-point favorites. Ole Miss hosting Alabama and a pick'em on that game. And Notre Dame, they haven't played yet this year. Notre Dame laying 5 against Oklahoma. So those would be your 4 matchups, Kate. I think Tech being favored by 21 against any of those group of 5 opponents, probably spot on.
That's a fair price. I would lay that right now if that line was out for us to actually take. I think Tech, whatever group of 5 team they do play, they just demolish them, as they have done for most of their opponents that are, I guess, most all of their opponents all season long. They've been demolishing them. The pick'em for Ole Miss and Alabama's I feel like it would be Alabama minus 1.5. I know that's essentially a pick'em, maybe minus 2.5, because that game would be played at Alabama, right? Like, you, a little home field advantage?
Yeah, that's... Well, no, that game right now would be... That game right now would be at Ole Miss. You'd have Ole Miss, the 7 seed.
Oh,
Bama,
okay.
So...
Okay, then I think pick'em's probably fair, because I would put Bama as better than Ole Miss a couple points. So on a neutral site, maybe Alabama minus 2.5, 3. If that accounts for home field, then that makes sense that it would be a pick'em.
This is also, I imagine, with Lane Kiffin in place. If Lane Kiffin were to depart and Joe Judge takes over, I think even going into Oxford, Bama probably gets an extra couple of points. You're probably talking about Bama 3.5, I would think, on the opening line. Does that sound good to you?
Chris, do we get the coach gone bump for Ole Miss? That's going to be the narrative.
That's going to be the other side of this, too, is after all the distraction of Kiffin and the LSU Florida job search and all that, when and if Lane Kiffin does leave and Ole Miss is in the playoff, assuming they beat Mississippi State and everything holds, that will be, you're right, that will be a narrative. Not just the coach bounce, but I got to think you would have a lot of guys in that Ole Miss locker room who would look around and say, man, look at us. We're a one-loss team this close to the SEC championship game, and our coach bailed on us. He doesn't even believe in us. Let's go out and get it. And I think that is, I still think it's Bama by 3.5, even in Oxford, if Kiffin were to leave, maybe more. I don't know. Oregon 8.5 against Miami, I think is a pretty accurate line. The problem is that's not going to be Miami in that situation. I don't think it's, you're going to have an ACC champion. If chalk holds through the weekend, we're talking about SMU or Virginia. SMU or Virginia going into Oregon, I think is closer to 14.
I could get on board with that. I think, I mean, if it were Miami, I would lay the 8.5 with Oregon right now. I think Dan Lanning's a phenomenal coach, especially in the playoffs. Well, I guess last year they got bounced a little early, but that's too short of a number. Virginia, if it's Virginia, I would lay 2 touchdowns with Oregon. SMU worries me a little bit more than Virginia. I don't know why. Maybe it's just the name Virginia and being a football school all of a sudden. I know they've been great this year, but yeah, I would take Oregon. It's hard not to grab the favorites right now, Chris. Like even looking at Notre Dame in Oklahoma, that one that Brad Powers has is Notre Dame -5. I would lay it with Notre Dame.
That one I'm kind of conflicted on. I'd be a whole lot more comfortable, obviously, at like 3, 3.5, Notre Dame, Oklahoma. But I tend to side that if that would be in Norman right now. Not that Notre Dame couldn't go in there and win. Again, Mateer's been inconsistent since the hand injury. I don't know. I think if we actually got that game in Oklahoma, it would be a lot closer to like 3.5 for Notre Dame, which would make it, you'd probably get maybe you'd get too much Notre Dame money early, but I think 3.5 would probably keep that from happening. 3, I think you'd get a ton of Notre Dame money. 3.5, a little less so. 5, obviously a little less so. 5 is kind of like a nowhere number, though. It's like, yeah, it wasn't enough to get to 6. But I couldn't back off the 4, 4.5 either. It's just, it's a wonky number.
Yeah, 5's one of those dead numbers that like, okay, if you're going to lay 3.5, you'll probably be fine laying 5, right?
Yeah.
Or if you're right?
And if you're not comfortable laying 6, then are you necessarily comfortable laying 5?
Right.
Yeah, it's interesting. Those would be, I mean, the Ole Miss and Bama finally getting to play each other would be a great matchup. Notre Dame, Oklahoma would be a great matchup. I think, you know, Oregon gets anybody other than Miami, which, again, we've deduced will probably happen if this were the matchup and that were the ACC team going out to Eugene, would be more of a 2-touchdown spread, if not more, if we're talking like Virginia or Pitt or somebody like that. Still a long way to go. That's just based on this week's rankings. A long way to go in Feast Week for college hoops as well. A lot of big matchups to talk about, including St. John's. Can they continue to roll against Auburn? Gonzaga, Michigan, a massive game tonight as well. We get into them next on Bet Sweats.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.